tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's July 17th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. As you've probably guessed by now, I was on vacation this week, but hey, news still happens whether I cover it or not. And the basic theme for this week seems to be that things are not very big. That's especially true of the new Tesla Model YL, a slightly larger six-seat version of the best-selling SUV coming this fall to China. Looks like Tesla announced the new model yesterday, despite not being available until this fall. It was officially posted on China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology website for regulatory approval. The filing gives us a little bit of detail showing the vehicle to be about 150 millimeters longer, slightly longer wheelbase as well, and basically being pretty similar, although not quite as powerful as the standard Model Y. And we've seen this kind of thing before from companies like Volvo, Mercedes-Benz that have long wheelbase versions of, like, for example, the S60 or the S90, or on the Mercedes side of the C-Class. This is the kind of thing that you see sometimes in China or other Southeast Asian markets where they have a little bit longer wheelbase version for people to be driven around in. And that's what we're seeing here. It's very cool. And hey, the first new Tesla in a long time that is not the Cybertruck. And since we didn't get an announcement of this thing 5 years ago, it might even be on time. Who knows what the original roadmap was on that thing. But that's not the only big Tesla news from this last week. Tesla had a penis-shaped robo-taxi expansion that illustrated just how unserious Elon is about this business. Tesla's expanded the service area of its robo-taxi service in Austin and did so just to draw a penis-shaped service map, seemingly for no other reason than to satisfy the juvenile behavior of its CEO. Now, there's a couple of responses to this on Twitter. I'm not going to get into it, but it kind of invited its own kind of criticism, especially from Waymo, which has outlengthed Tesla. Elon's phallic robo-taxi map backfires as Austin's expansion battle continues. Tesla started a dick measuring contest with Waymo, and it is losing. The Alphabet company is expanding its service area in Austin beyond Tesla's recently updated penis-shaped service area. Waymo is taking a few shots at Tesla in the announcement as well. Last month, Tesla announced its robo-taxi service in Austin. As we have reported several times, the service is primarily for optics. After years of misleading investors with incorrect launch dates for its unsupervised full self-driving in its consumer vehicles, Tesla CEO Elon Musk needed a win and therefore launched a limited service in a small part of Austin, Texas, with Tesla employees being in the cars at all times, ready to stop the vehicles. The service is falling short of the promise that all Tesla vehicles built after 2016 would achieve unsupervised self-driving capabilities, and it's also not comparable to Waymo's service, which operates in Austin and other cities without supervisors inside the vehicles. Despite the situation, Tesla shareholders are hoping the automaker is going to be able to scale faster than Waymo and eventually catch up. They claimed victory when Tesla expanded its service area in Austin last week, but we noted that the expansion, which Tesla intentionally made penis-shaped, did more to illustrate the seriousness of that effort than anything else. With the joke, Tesla inadvertently started a contest that it is now losing, with Waymo announcing its own service expansion in Austin that now covers 90 square miles. Quote, after a successful 4 months serving riders together, Waymo and Uber are expanding our service territory in Austin, spanning North Austin to South Austin. Starting tomorrow, riders can take fully autonomous rides across 90 square miles of the city, including new neighborhoods like Crestview, Windsor Park, Sunset Valley, Franklin Park, and more, as well as popular destinations like the Domain and McKinney Falls State Park. Waymo's service area in blue is now longer and thicker than Tesla's in black. More importantly, Waymo's service operates completely autonomously without any supervisor with a finger on a kill switch inside the vehicle like Tesla. Waymo is well aware of the difference and poked Tesla in its announcement of the service area expansion. Quote, we're proud to offer the only fully autonomous 24/7 experience for anyone in Austin and are excited to offer more destinations across the city without wait lists or caveats. In Austin, customers have been enjoying their experience, giving the Waymo trips 4.9 out of 5 stars on average. There are more than 100 Waymo vehicles on Uber in Austin, and that number will continue to grow into the hundreds over time. By fully autonomous, Waymo means that it doesn't have employees inside the vehicles. It also mentions 24/7 as Tesla's service closes at midnight and does not operate under some weather conditions. Waymo now serves more than 700 square miles across the U.S. and continues to expand quickly. Waymo, of course, is not the only company that is employed by Uber to operate robotic or autonomous self-driving taxis. Uber is now set to deploy 20,000 Lucid Gravity robo-taxis equipped with NeuroDriver beginning next year. Our own Scooter Doll writes, Lucid Gravity robo-taxis, yes please, Uber Technologies, Lucid Group, and Neuro announced an exciting new partnership earlier this morning. The three will combine technologies to deliver to the public a premium global robo-taxi option on Uber's platform. We should see the Lucid robo-taxis roll out in their first major city next year. As part of the agreement, Uber is investing $300 million in the Lucid Group and a hefty amount in Neuro, the amount of which is unknown at this time. But in return, Lucid intends to deploy 20,000 or more Lucid vehicles equipped with the NeuroDriver Level 4 autonomous system over the next 6 years. These robo-taxi vehicles, which will be entirely Lucid Gravity SUVs, will be operated and maintained by Uber and its third-party partner and available exclusively on the Uber app. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi elaborated, autonomous vehicles have enormous potential to transform our cities for the better. We're thrilled to partner with Nuro and Lucid on this new robo-taxi program, purpose-built just for the Uber platform to safely bring the magic of autonomous driving to more people across the world. According to the companies, the first Nuro driver-equipped Lucid Gravity prototype is already completing fully autonomous operations on a closed circuit at Nuro's Proving Grounds in Las Vegas. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Can't wait to see what comes of that. Uber, Lucid, and Nuro, of course, all in direct competition with Tesla. So it'll be exciting to see what happens there. Now, we talked about the big news being a new Tesla model, the new YL, but there's other big news from China as well. They're real. They're spectacular. Ford has launched a new Bronco EV and EREV, of course, extended range EV, sometimes a plug-in hybrid, but the distinction here being that the internal combustion engine never actually drives the wheels of the car. They just provide energy through a genset to the battery. Last night, Ford released a pair of electric Ford Bronco models, a pure battery electric version packing a massive 105 kilowatt hour battery pack, and an EREV version with its own, really big for a hybrid, 43 kilowatt hour battery and up to 800 miles of combined range. That's the good news. The bad news is, unless you're in China, you will probably never see them. These Ford Bronco models were developed specifically for the Chinese market and appear designed more for on-road driving. You can see that here in this rear shot. The ground clearance is a little bit lower. That independent suspension with those more street bias tires does not look like the kind of thing that we're used to seeing from our Broncos here in the States, at least not the full-size Bronco. This is more like a Bronco Sport. But this thing is big. It is about 9 inches longer than a standard Bronco and 2 feet longer than a Sport. And it's about 5,800 pounds. That's according to the drive. Powering the big battery electric Bronco is a pair of electric motors, a 175 horsepower unit up front and a 270 horsepower unit at the rear for all-wheel drive performance. They are powered by a 105 kilowatt hour LFP blade battery from BYD's FinDream subsidiary, which also provides similar batteries to Tesla's Gigafactory in Shanghai. That battery motor configuration is reportedly efficient enough to give the Bronco buyers up to 650 kilometers of range or just over 400 miles on the Chinese cycle. That'll probably be about 300 miles if and when it ever comes to the U.S. Probably not, though. This is a Chinese market vehicle built as a joint venture with a Chinese manufacturer. Very, very unlikely that we'll see something like this in the U.S. But the EREV version makes do with just 43 kilowatt hours of battery. That's an EV on its own. It should get over 130 miles without any kind of intervention from the gas motor. So that probably won't get much use unless you're going on a long highway drive. Once it does kick in, the combined gas electric system will travel more than 1,200 kilometers. That's at least 750 miles before it needs to get topped off. These specs are coming from Chinese auto industry analyst Tycho DeFater, and I've included his original tweet about it here, and you can check that out in the show notes over at electrek.co plenty of links and sources there. A lot of them kind of go back and forth. Car Scoops was saying this thing was front wheel drive only. We've got some other sources from Ford Authority saying it's all wheel drive. The Autopian has something else. I did my best to put together the real picture, but hey, just go check the source links. Be sure to leave a comment if I got something wrong. And finally, we normally wrap these things up talking about the environment, talking about sustainability, talking about the grid. We're not doing that today. We're talking about the new wave of electrified Group B cars coming out. We had the Renault 5 a couple of months ago. We have a new Citroen, a Peugeot, all of this stuff coming out. And now we've got a Group B kind of inspired Lancia with an HF badge. I am so excited about this thing. It's 280 horsepower. It's got a limited slip differential with torque vectoring. It's got sport-tuned suspension, 18-inch lightweight aluminum wheels, aerodynamic diffusers. This thing has big shoes to fill. I've talked a little bit about the HF badge, Lancia's kind of iconic rally history here. I'm a huge fan. I've owned several of the cars. I was even in the club at one point. I like went to meetings. It was embarrassing. Definitely check this out if you want to talk about an exciting kind of sporty electric vehicle that they have overseas that we probably won't get here. There's no reason for that. Stellantis should call this thing the Neon. It's even that cute little headlights. Call it a Neon ACR. Bring it over the pond. I think they'll sell like hotcakes here in the US, and that is just my opinion. Definitely look forward to hearing your take on that. Be sure to go into the comments here on YouTube. You know, I love to interact with that. And then go over to electric.co, check out the show notes and past episodes. Be sure to like and subscribe. We'll have more for you tomorrow.